Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
The New York Film Festival is back and in person again for its 59th year. The Film at Lincoln Center Festival starts tomorrow, September 24th, and runs through Sunday, October 10th. You may have already read about some of this year's high-profile films. The festival kicks off opening night with Joel Coen's The Tragedy of Macbeth, starring Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. The festival will end with Pedro Almodovar's Parallel Mothers, his eighth film with Penelope Cruz. Those bookending films are part of a slate of more than 32 other films on the festival's main slate, not to mention the film screening at the three other sections of the festival, including spotlights, currents, and revivals. Here to give us a preview of this year's festival are Eugene Hernandez, director of the festival. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, Allison. Thanks for having me.
And Dennis Lim, director of programming. Welcome back, Dennis.
Hi, Allison. Nice to be back.
So let's get right into it. As I mentioned, the festival's returning to in-person events and screenings after last year's fully virtual festival. So, Eugene, what themes and goals were on your minds when you were planning and selecting films for NYFF 59?
Well, it's been a roller coaster year for all of us, right? And looking at this year's festival as we were, you know, and now we're saying, say, early in the spring, early in the summer, we had to really face a number of questions. How are we going to bring the festival back? And would the world be ready? Would the filmmaking world and the audiences be ready for an in-person experience? We went all in. We doubled down on the in-person experience this year, really in response to the opportunities that we saw with the filmmakers themselves. You know, Dennis and I and the committee have been watching films together. We're watching films together all summer, and then in conversations with filmmakers, with distributors, with producers, we really felt strongly that this fall would be an opportunity to get people together again in front of a big screen. At the same time, trying to figure out how to do that safely with masks on, fully vaccinated, no concessions. Mm. But as we watched films together. This summer, we realize that there's a lot of really great work, and Dennis can dig into it. I mean, there's so many exceptional films from all around the world, new films, old films, looking back, that I think audiences will really respond to collectively together at Lincoln Center and around the city these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, the main slate film opening night is Joel Coen's The Tragedy of Macbeth, his adaptation of the Scottish play, starring Denzel Washington, and that's just sort of funny, like, hey, honey, want to play Lady Macbeth? Frances McDormand, Coen's wife. So, Dennis, it's interesting. When that trailer dropped, I can't even tell you how many times it was shared with people in my circle. What is exciting to you about this? And I think I know the answer to this, but why did you select it to be the opening film?
Well, I think it's a film that, you know, ACES attests that trips up a lot of people. Like, how do you adapt Shakespeare today? How do you turn Shakespeare into cinema? You know, we don't want to say too much about it. I mean, a lot of people haven't seen it. Tomorrow's world premiere. But I think Joel Coen's film is one that is faithful to, you know, a timeless text, but also modernizes it. You know, it figures out how to suggest its relevance to the current moment without being too heavy-handed about it. And I think that the key to, I mean, I'm curious how people react to it, but for me, the key to the film's success is it understands the genre potential of Macbeth. It understands that Macbeth is horror, Macbeth is a thriller, you know, and it's just this beautifully crafted film that moves at this incredible pace, and of course, you know, it features these extraordinary performances by the actors you mentioned, Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand, and many others.
The Power of the Dog is another exciting film. It's Jane Campion's first feature film in more than a decade. It's a take on an American Western set in a cattle ranch starring in the 1920s, starring Kirsten Dunst and Benedict Cumberbatch being a bit menacing. This is in the centerpiece selection. So, Eugene, what does the centerpiece selection signify for the film, the festival?
Well, for us, in particular, this year, and for this film, it signifies how much we truly adore this film. So Allison, we spend in our various programming committees, we spend the spring and summer watching a lot of movies, talking about a lot of movies. Mm-hmm. Typically, we'll do that together in person. This year, a little bit different. So we're getting on Zoom every week or so and talking about the movies we've seen. This is one that this committee watched, you know, all at the same time in different places, and then we got online and talked about it. And this is just one of the exceptional films of the year. It's not surprising that one of the most exceptional films of the year comes from the great Jane Campion. This is a filmmaker who, you know, Dennis brought her to Lincoln Center just a few years ago for a full retrospective. It's a movie that just resonated so deeply with us. Days after we saw it, we were on a group text, and we were still texting each other about the movie. Folks were screen capping passages from the book that it's based on. This is a movie that really just deeply resonated with us, and it's going to be a very special screening when we have it, and when Jane is here with the cast and everyone on October 1st next week.
That's Power of the Dog. My guests are Eugene Hernandez and Dennis Lim. We're talking about the New York Film Festival, which kicks off tomorrow, Friday, September 24th, running through Sunday, October 10th. So Pedro Almodovar's Parallel Mothers has been described as two women, a generation apart, finding themselves inextricably linked by their brief time together in a maternity ward, bound by a secret with ties to a deep trauma in Spanish history. Okay, Dennis. Almodovar's portraits of women, they're always complex, they're interesting, they're moving. How does Parallel Mothers fit into this legacy?
I think it continues that legacy, but also adds something new. You know, the last part of the description that you read, that connection to Spanish history, that connection to a very painful chapter of Spanish history, is something, I think, new in Almodovar's work, you know, and I think his collaborations with Penelope Cruz have been wonderful. I think he's, you know, they seem to bring out the best in each other. I think this is one of her very best roles. It's a film that I think Almodovar is a filmmaker we've shown from the very beginning. He has, you know, a lot of devoted followers in New York. I think people who know his films will come to it expecting certain things, and they'll be there. But I do think that there is a new dimension, this connection to Spanish politics and Spanish history that is a very moving aspect of the film.
Eugene, beyond the main slate of films, we have the Spotlight Selection. This includes screenings of films like The French Dispatch and Red Rockets. So when you talk about the Spotlight this year, how are these films in conversation?
Well, it's interesting, Allison, because these films in this section are often films that we get to watch right at the end of our process. As I mentioned, we're watching films all spring and summer. We get to the end of the summer, and you know, in the case of The French Dispatch, that's a film that we had anticipated, you know, wanting to see it a year ago. So a film like that, or a film like Dune, some of these films were done a year ago. But there's a number of films in the section. I think Come On, Come On could be a good example, the new Mike Mills film. Certainly Maggie Gyllenhaal's film, The Lost Daughter, that might have been maybe the last or second to last film we watched right at the end of our process. You know, how they're connected to each other, I think that I think there's a really strong thread of, well, let's look at The Lost Daughter and Jane by Charlotte. I think those films are in particular connected, and not only because they're directed by two very strong women who've been in front of the camera. Many people will know them for their work in front of the camera. But the way that, in particular, these two films explore relationships between moms and daughters, between moms and families, navigating the intricacies, the intimacies, the challenges of those relationships, and each of those women directing them, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Charlotte Gainsbourg, bringing to the screen really, really strong work that will, I think, will resonate and stay with audiences long after they leave the theater.
Now, there are still all access passes available for the current selection. Dennis, what do we find in the current selection?
Yeah, Currents is a section that we introduced last year, and it is, you know, we think of it as sort of the festival's home for innovation and discovery. So you'll find films that maybe take a slightly different approach. We have narratives and documentaries in the section, and also some experimental work, and films by, you know, maybe lesser-known filmmakers, emerging filmmakers. So we are opening currents with I think one of my favorite films in the festival is called The Suguya Diaries. Suguya is the August spelled backwards, and the film actually plays backwards. It is one of several films that in the festival that were made during the pandemic. This was shot last summer. It's a Portuguese film by the Portuguese filmmaker Miguel Domes and the French filmmaker Maureen Fazendeiro. And I think it's one of several films that, you know, really speak to the moment that we've been living through. Not always in direct ways, but I think in really profound ways. This is the film about the making of a film during lockdown. So obviously it's very self-referential. But I think also a film about, you know, what we've lost and what we lose in moments like this and what can be gained. It's a film about community, about coming together, collaboration, and one that I would highly recommend.
My guests are Dennis Lim and Eugene Hernandez. We're talking about the New York Film Festival in its 59th year. Now, Eugene, if people have seen the poster and are art fans, they would recognize the silhouettes of Kara Walker. Kara Walker designed the poster this year. What went into that decision? I know you have a long tradition of artists, well-known artists designing the posters, but Kara is such an interesting choice.
Yeah, look, we in these roles, Dennis and I have been in these roles at the head of the festival for just, this is our second festival, right? And we've talked a lot about how we continue the traditions of this festival, but how we also continue to refresh and challenge and inspire. And as we thought about who would design this year's poster, who we would invite to design this poster, we went to Kara Walker and we had a conversation first with her just about the idea of that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And she wanted to reflect on it. And when she came back with this image, and I hope folks will just, you know, jump on our website, filmlink.org, take a look at the poster or see it out in the world. It is such a strong, striking image. It's funny that Kara Walker's first email to me as she shared this image with us over the summer was that she decided to do something a little less explicit but rather more implicit, and even so, there's such a strong narrative that's jumping off the screen, for me at least. What I see in the image is so striking, and so both connected to her own work, but also I think connected to the idea of capturing images and sharing images. And in the poster, folks will see how images are being captured and shared in a way that will connect, and that does connect to how we all do that today through a device in our hand.
A unique element of New York Film Festival is the revival section, which showcases works from renowned filmmakers that have been remastered, restored, and preserved. And there are a lot of exciting films in the lineup this year, and one is really rather bittersweet at the moment because one of the films screening is Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, directed by Melvin Van Peebles, who is the godfather of modern black cinema, and he passed away Tuesday at age 89. Dennis, could you explain what makes this film so important and what made Melvin Van Peebles so important?
Yeah, this is, as you say, obviously bittersweet. We didn't plan this as, you know, a tribute screening, but I'm glad that we are able to honor Melvin this weekend. He was a force. I mean, he not just, you know, often referred to as a godfather of, you know, black cinema in America, but also a trailblazer in independent film, and I think in political film. I think this was his third feature, and I think it showed that you could make a very commercial film that largely reached black audiences at the time, and it also showed that you could make a radical film, a radical political film, in the form of a popular genre movie. It's a film that was important to the Black Panthers. You know, Huey Newton called it like the first black revolutionary film. And in looking at the lineup overall, you know, we've been talking to people about our selection the last, you know, last few weeks, and questions about themes often are posed to us. And you know, to be perfectly honest, we don't think about that when we're putting the lineup together necessarily. But they do occur to us now in retrospect. And I think one of the themes this year is the spirit that Melvin embodied, the spirit of confrontation and provocation that we see in many films throughout the festival. The other person we're paying tribute to is Amos Vogel, who was a co-founder of the New York Film Festival, a film programmer and writer who is best known for a book called Film as a Subversive Art, you know, which is a title that could certainly sum up, you know, Melvin Ben Peebles' project as well. I think there are many filmmakers like, you know, Paul Verhoeven, for instance, you know, who's showing a film called Benedetta, or this pretty outrageous Romanian film called Bad Luck Banging or Loony Porn that we show that we're showing this weekend. A film like that actually reminds me of Sweetback and the importance of this sort of, you know, confrontational radical spirit in cinema.
The New York Film Festival starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday, October 10th. I've been speaking with the director of the festival, Eugene Hernandez, and director of programming, Dennis Lim. Have a great festival, gentlemen.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much, Allison.
Hope to see you up here.